Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, the Republican Party of Maryland wants to open its party primary to independents. Now, does it want to do just that, or does it want to open it to everyone?
The talk at the moment is just the unaffiliated voters, if you will. But I must first correct you and say it's not that the Maryland Republican Party wants to do this. It's that there is a tumultuous debate within the party.
About whether to do it.
Whether to do it. The party chairman, Diana Waterman, who was just elected, said that when she was out campaigning around the state for the job, a lot of people mentioned this to her. We have something like 600,000 unaffiliated voters, people who don't get to vote in primaries in our state, compared to about 900,000 so Republicans and nearly 2 million Democrats. So the notion is, let's think about bringing those folks in.
So what's the debate?
What it would potentially theoretically do is tip the balance in a Republican primary to a more moderate candidate. They wouldn't necessarily go all the way to the right.
Really? Moderation? No.
Actually, Diane Waterman, who says she's not taking any position, her whole thing is just to have this discussion. But she said it could create some enthusiasm. If people come out and they make a choice in the primary and they vote for that candidate, they have an investment than if that candidate goes on to become the Republican nominee. And that's what she's looking for.
You know, it sort of strikes me a little bit like the sort of historic things that this party has tried to do to catch up with the Democrats, you know, looking to a Democratic candidate to support, you know, and looking for athletes to bring in, you know, anything to try to narrow that 2-to-1 margin that they're always up against.
I was talking to David Craig about this the other day. He's the Harford County executive who is now next year Republican candidate for governor. And I said, gee, how can you win in this blue, blue, blue state? And he said, you know, Maryland is not as blue as it looks like when you look at those party labels. He said in 1978, and I recall this, remember it used to be a 3-to-1 Democratic majority. Now it's only 2-to-1. And that great block of those folks who have probably fallen away from the Democratic Party, the 600,000, that's the potential audience. In any case, it's given the Republicans something exciting to talk about, which is just good for its own sake.
Would it be an open primary?
And Diana Waterman says she has appointed a panel that's looking into what's been the experience in other states. And Maryland actually did try this once in 2000, the Republicans, and they didn't get a very good turnout. What happened there? She's just trying to get facts. But they would have to make the decision by 6 months before the primary. The primary is in June. So she thinks it would be challenging to be able to do this even for next year. But she said if there's enthusiasm for it, people can make it happen.
Okay, Karen, we'll have to leave it there, but we'll get back to it, I bet. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.